Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Culpeper. Jump out of the office. Come on by. If you're driving around in the area, we are here. Stop by and say hello on this Football Monday. We're presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. It is a Football Monday. We are breaking down the Commanders and the Giants. Just a quick reaction, though, to Trey Turner to the Phillies. He's getting 11 years and $300 million. 11 years, $300 million for Turner at age 29, paying him until he's 40, essentially. Full no-trade clause, by the way. I don't believe there are outs in the contract, although we're waiting to see the specifics on that. The reason I'm fascinated by that, the Nationals' last offer to Trey Turner 2 years ago was 6 years, five fewer, and $100 million, $200 million fewer. Not even in, like they say, the same ballpark, not even in the same neighborhood. I don't even know if that's the same town or the same county or the same state. The Phillies and the Mets are doing it one way, spending money. The Nationals are doing it in another way. There was a great tweet I saw you retweeted from Chelsea Janes about the last handful of years for Nats fans to have to stomach. Jeff Passan just posted a picture, ESPN's baseball reporter, of Trey Turner and Bryce Harper side-by-side in Phillies gear saying together again. You've got Scherzer with the Mets. You've got Turner now with the Phillies. You got Harper and Schwarber in Philadelphia coming off of a World Series appearance. Juan Soto's obviously gone as well. Thank God he's still on the West Coast, but that could change this year at the trade deadline.
Yeah, we're just moments away. And then, of course, the guy that they did keep, that they did choose, Mr. World Series hero himself, Steven Strasburg, battling a potential career-ending injury. Ho-hum, as you do. So, yeah, listen, you make a deal with the devil, payment is due. And that's kind of what happened. That's how it feels.
What was the deal with the devil?
You get a World Series. I got a World Series in my lifetime in this city.
But everything doesn't have to crumble because you won a World Series.
I think it did in this case. That apparently was the bargain.
I can assure you that it did in this case.
Well,
but it doesn't
have to
happen that way.
Well,
you don't have to stop spending forever. You don't have to just let go of all of your players because you won one.
Well, they kept one, and he can't lift his right arm above his head.
Lest we forget, this is not even a salary cap sport. I mean, you could theoretically do whatever you want to do.
That's true.
If you want to pay everyone, you can pay everyone. Mm-hmm. Or you could run this thing like a coffee shop, I suppose, and count all your cups and make sure that you're making.
How many napkins did you just take?
Right.
Can you put two back?
Sir, I saw you grab six napkins. If you grab more than three, I have to order more napkins 1 month earlier. It's a lot of that going on, isn't it?
This stinks. Now, here's the thing. If the Nationals, like, all of a sudden business picks up and that's not going to happen, bear with me. But let's say they started spending, they're still eons behind the three teams at the top of the division, right? Like, if they added a couple plus players at a couple different spots, they're still nowhere close to being as good as the Mets or the Phillies or the Braves. They're like, they might be able to catch the Marlins with another $50 million in payroll. Cool. Like, it's these other teams are going for it. These other teams are legit World Series contenders. The back-to-back winners, or I guess the runner-up in this case in Philly, but you get the Braves winning one, the Phillies being a couple outs away here and there. Oh, my God. We are so far away. This is now RFK, you know, offices and trailers, swashbuckling with rats to get to your office time all over again.
It feels like it. We got
good
a listener
God.
Here who's wearing a World Series hoodie. I mean, finish the fight, it says. Well, they finished the fight, and then the fight has been taken to us for about 4 years in a row.
Would you like to fight again? No. I'm very tired from the previous fight.
Joey Meneses at first. Ildemaro Vargas at second right now. Jamer Candelario at third.
No.
C.J. Abrams at short. Your starting left fielder is Alex Call. Your starting center fielder is Victor Robles. He's going to get it together, though. Don't worry. This is going to be the year.
Can we? We need to do a winter feature of what's Victor Robles doing in the Dominican.
I already told you.
Well, yeah, that
I told
was,
you the other day.
There have been like two other games since
then,
probably.
You think anything's changed?
Yeah, he probably got on base one time.
Right fielder Lane Thomas, DH Luis Garcia. I mean, that's the ESPN.com depth chart. I would quibble with a couple of things.
Currently, by the way, this is just for fun for me, the MLB.com Nationals depth chart. Now, this isn't official or anything.
They're not playing a game on December 5th.
Listed as your starting left fielder, Lane Thomas. Listing as your starting right fielder, also Lane Thomas. The point is they don't have a solution.
Alex Call, man.
The point is they don't have people.
It's fine.
Oh.
Don't spend any money or upgrade the ball club. Just sit idly by.
Billy Idol.
Everyone else gets all your best players who gave us all of our fun and wonderful times over the last few seasons. But most of the time, make sure that those guys stay in the division so we see them.
That's the best way. We still get to see them.
Constantly. So much seeing them.
Good God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.